Shmois v'era boy b'shalach shoyvov. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kapitel 9, Vayelech shoyvov. But even if someone is shoyvov, we're still in the middle of shoyvivim. You can still be kireya the yam. 4 weeks in, if someone is still bebechinas shoyvov, shovav, still, you can still go through yam, yisrei mishpatim, you can still chaparayim. What we need to do for shoyvivim. There's a lot of inyonim in shoyvivim, but we'll just share a gematria. Shoyvivim is gematria shas, 360. That's what you have to do, with avzitzin and learning. Avada, that's the ikar of the inyan. It says, like Abi Kriyas Yamsuf, and this is to bring out this idea that anyone can still have a Kriyas Yamsuf. It's mavur, as far as I'm talking about it, there's meduyik in the psukim, that Dasan v'Aviram had their own Kriyas Yamsuf. Be'etzem, they didn't go with the regular oilam, and Shmeter, there was a bazundara, there's a lot of occurrence to this based on Medrash and Achronim talk about it. Dasan v'Aviram, an egin of Kriyas Yamsuf. So I saw brought down, interesting, the pasuk says in Tehillim, we know there are kapitlech in Tehillim that talk about the inyanim of the Yitzias Mitzrayim and Eser Makis. There's a pasuk that says, v'yigar b'yamsuf v'yecharev. There was a ge'orah. Hashem had to make a ge'orah to the yam. Why did he have to make a ge'orah to the yam? We know there's different mahalchim, fakir, maybe the yam was yenich, nanat. What's the ge'orah to the yam? So I saw brought down, this ge'orah that the pasuk in Tehillim, v'yigar b'yamsuf v'yecharev, is talking about the Kriyas Yamsuf of Dasan v'Aviram. The bazundar of Kriyas Yamsuf that separately was needed for Dasan v'Aviram. Who's Dasan v'Aviram? Even someone that fell that low, they can also have a Kriyas Yamsuf. V'yigar b'yamsuf v'yecharev. 713 is gematria. Dasan v'Aviram. 713 is gematria. Tshuva. 713. Even Dasan v'Aviram, 713, can do tshuva, 713. And how do you see that? Vayigar b'yamsuf v'yecharav, the bazundar of Ge'orah, and that Ge'orah is still here today for someone that no one has to be worried about how high the madrig is and his chafim malachim, and no one has to be worried he's Dasan v'Aviram. But for the full spectrum, for everyone, there's a Kriyas Yamsuf, everyone can gain Dorch the Yam. The pasuk says, Vayihi b'shalach, Vayihi loshen sar, with a krechts, vay. The Medrash says, "What's the tsar? The tsar is because it's b'shalach paroi esam laosid lavoi. When Mashiach is going to come, we're going to need to get an ishur from the shultoinus of the various umayis ha'olam. They're going to have to decide that we're able to go out. The Eibishter b'chvaydoi v'atzmoi anivalei malach, and then there's going to be a yitziyah. Over here, it was paroi sent them, and that's why we know." That's the correct, that we still had to get permission from Pare, because we know the Yidden went out early. They were supposed to stay for the full 430 years. But they weren't able to. They were going to fall into the Nunshari Tuma, Kimadubar. But we know the Cheshbon is that the Koishi Hashibid was only 86 years. 86, Kois is 86. Elikim is 86. They were only 186. They were supposed to be 5 times 86. 5 times 86, 430. 430. They were supposed to be the entire 430 years. So connected that, when we went out and we only had one kois, only 86 years of kois yashibud, we're thanking and we drink arba koisois, connected the four koisois that we weren't stuck in the shibud. We were supposed to have a full-fledged kois yashibud of 430 years. We only had one kois, 86. How much was left over that we didn't have? Four koises. How much is that? Bishalach. Bishalach with the oisius is 344. The vai is because b'shalach, we went out b'shalach years too early. Because we went out too early, there had to be more goliyos, and we have to go back to goliyos. Now the pasuk says, there's a famous kasha, Chazanish asks on the pasuk. A lot of Svarim, they bring this kasha from the Chazanish. V'leinochem alikim derech eretz plishtim ki karivu. Hashem said, I can't send you to the derech plishtim. Derech plishtim would have been straight through Gaza, come straight up into Eretz Yisrael. That was the fastest way. No, he didn't send them that way. This is even before the chet meragim that they get stuck in for 40 years. They're trying to get into Eretz Yisrael as soon as they can, but still. Not derech eretz plishtim, it's too close. Shem mipen yinochem ha'am. Beroysa milchoma v'shavu mitzrayim. Afrech techazanish. There's another reason why v'loy nochem alikim derech eretz plishtim. V'loy nochem alikim derech eretz plishtim. Ki omar ha'kodesh baruch hu l'moyshe basneh she'yavoyu l'har Sinai. They have to go to Har Sinai to accept the Torah. So ken zayin the pshat is, the inyan that the Torah was given by Har Sinai is be'emes k'z Sinai in the middle of the midbar without tenoyim. In physical good tonight is to show you that Torah can be learned in any matziv. That's what Torah Sinai teaches you. But the emissaries, if Akeret, they would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael right away, then the Kabbalah Satoira Gufa could have been in Eretz Yisrael. Then there wouldn't have been a need to have Torah given by Sinai. That's all part of it. Oh, but Veloy Nocham Elikim, it couldn't have happened. It wasn't ever going to work out. Because they weren't going to be able to hold that. And then they would want to go back to Mitzrayim. So it all needed to be based on that. Now the Pasuk says, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Chamushim means one-fifth, 80%, 80% of Klal Yisrael died in Makas Choshech. La'asid lavoi, the Sfarim bring down that la'asid lavoi, the Geula Asidu will be v'la'yidach mimenu nidach, everyone, those neshamas of the Shmoinim Achuz, the 80%. There are so many now and now, they're also lost, but Avada Be'ezer Hashem, the Geula Asidu, the Karev is going to be for not just v'chamushim olu, but it's going to be Gans Klal Yisrael. That's again part of it. They only were in the Kaisi Ashibid, one-fifth. There was supposed to be another four-fifths. Who were then the Geula? The Geula was only on one-fifth. 80% died. 80% they weren't in the Shibud. But the La'osid Lavai, Arenu Nefloys, is going to be on not only on the v'chamushim, on Gans Klal Yisrael. I saw over an interesting story that the Chasam Sofer once said to his son, the Ksav Sofer, by the Leila Seder, what happened to this Holocaust of the 80% that had to die? And he said they weren't Oymen in the Nisoyan. And he said the Klal Yisrael, there was a certain Nisoyan there. This is after Betz HaMakas Choshev, but he's saying there was an Akudhiva Atem Al Teitzu Ishmi Pesach Beisei Ad Boiker. There was a Tzivoy Mishnish Tarayin, just stay at home. Don't be so involved in what's happening. Vos is nais, vos tutzach, vos herzach. No, that's exactly what you shouldn't. And he told him, he said, L'osad Lovi, there's going to be even a more shreklach in Nisoyen. Kimei Tzeis from Eretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Neflois, there's going to be even more of a Nisoyen. And the avoid is, Atem al teitzu ish mi peis midrashay ad boiker. Bleibt in the Beis Medrash. Whatever's happening is happening. Aber bleibt in the bias, bleibt in the Beis Medrash. Al teitzu ish mi pesach boisay. And be'ezer Hashem, then will come the Geula. Now there's another pshat. What does it mean? Vachamushim, Rashi says, Mizuyonim with Klei Zayin. There's another pshat. The Zohar HaKadosh brings that Vachamushim, 50 Yoivlois. That Yitzias Mitzrayim happened from the Tchilas Habriya, 50 Yoivlois from when the Tchilas Habriya was. Now 50 Yoivlois is not such a complicated cheshbon. 50 times 50 is 2,500. We have had to know that Yitzias Mitzrayim was not in the year 2,500. The cheshbon is based on a Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. Yitzias Mitzrayim was in the year 2448, so we're off by almost a little bit more than 50 years. Rav Meir Shapiro, Milublin, in his Sefer, Oyer HaMeir, makes a gevaldik cheshbon. He says that there's a machloikis, Tanakam and Rav Yehuda, if Yovel is every 50 years, or the MS is Yovel is every 49 years, because Yovel, the year of Yovel, counts as year number one of the next cycle. I was like, the cycles of Yovel go that it's every 49 years. If Yovel is every 49 years, then Yitzias Mitzrayim was talking exactly to the Yar 50 Yoivlis from the Tchilas Habriya. And he says, that's the pshat. There's a medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh is having a vikuch that it's not time for Yitzias Mitzrayim. He's not ready. Klai Yisrael's not ready. It's not the time. There's a lashon of a medrash that says, Vayar Hashem kisor lirois. Sor is 260. Vayar Hashem kisor lirois. Now the medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, the Yidden are supposed to go out of 210 years because they were there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeit. He took off 190. Kadmo V'Azlo. Because Vayimoru Es Chayeyim, he was Kadmo V'Azlo. Kadmo V'Azlo, Gematria 190. He took away the 190 and only 210. So that he says, there's one shot, this far and bring, that they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 210, which is Keneged 10 times the Shem Eya. Eya is 21, 10 times. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, no, Kisar. Sar is 260. They have to be 260 is 10 times Shem Avaya. But says Rameh Shapiro, no, there's a different Cheshem. Why 260? Because who says, it says in the Zohar, you're supposed to go out of 50 Yoivlois. Who says that 50 Yoivlois is Al Pishitas Rav Yehuda, that it's every 49 years? Maybe they have to be in Mitzrayim until 260, not 210, 260. Because then, after being in Mitzrayim 260, it's Gnoi, punct, 2,500. Because maybe, that's Gufa was the Vikuach. Do we go with the Yoivl of Rav Yehuda Rabbanon? He continues that this is the Pilpul that it says, there's a Lashon of the Medrash, when Moshe Rabbeinu was being Mitvakeach with the Bashefer, that he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael and live longer beyond his 120 years. It's Mevor that the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu's 120 years is connected to the whole world. Because the world we know is 6,000 years. And 6,000 is how many Yoivlis? If Yoivl is 50, 120 Yoivlis. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a microcosm of the whole world, lived for 120 years. But Moshe Rabbeinu's having a shackle of Ataria. No, maybe we should go like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Lashitas Rabbi Yehuda, Yovels every 49 years. How many Yovels are there in the cycle? Then he should live 122 years. That's Vayter. Again, the Shakavatari of Moshe, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sai by the Sneh, and Sai La'osim, going into Eretz Yisrael, was on this Nakuda. Vayikach Moshe es Atzmois Yosef Imoi. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Everyone else is being Isaac in the Biza. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayikach es Atzmois Yosef. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Psochim that it says Vayikach Moshe es Atzmois Yosef Imoi. Imoi b'mechitzosoi. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Levi. In the Zman HaMidbar, Machan Leviyah, parallel to where it is in Yerushalayim, Harabayis, you see that only a Balkari and a Zov and a Mitzoyro, so Kolshken is Nishtalach, Chutzma Machan Leviyah. But a Tumas Meis, even Meis Atzmoi, is Mutter and Machan Leviyah. What's the Raya? That's why, because man is also a Tumas Meis. You have to make sure you're not Tumas Zov, but Tumas Meis could go to the Har. So the Pshat is, not to the Azor, but to the Har. The Pshat is, it says, and many Sfarim talk about this, that Kivrei Tzadikim aren't Metama. I'm not going to go into the all, yeah, no, the different things about where you could go, not, but Kivrei Tzadikim. So then what's the Raya? The Chayrat Mufurish in this Gemara Nishtazai. The Makar that you're allowed to bring Tumas Meis into the Har, into the Machna Levi, is from Vayikach Moshe Atzmois Yosef Imoi. So we have the Maisa with Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a steer in the Psukim. In one hand it says it was Betoy Chayam Bayabosha, and another Pasuk says Bayabosha Betoy Chayam. And there's Midrashim that say that Be'emis, a little bit it was still Bots, it was a little bit muddy, it was still Yam Betoy Chayabosha. On the other hand it was Yavish Lagamri. How do you shtim? What was Taka the Emes? The Sfarim talk about it. I saw the Naimli Mel talks about other Sfarim. Maybe there were different levels of Yidden. The different levels of Yidden, they had separate pathways, separate Shevilim. Maybe for some it was totally dry, and for some it was what? But I heard once a pshat, what was it? Whatever it was. Of it's a marvel, because after two people could be going through the same thing, and one guy's going, oh, Moiridik, everything is clean and shiny and smooth, and there's no dust, and there's no mud. And the other was krechzing, there's mud, there's dust. What was it? I don't know, somewhere in the middle. But the zel bezach, it all depends on how you look at something, on your ice cook, on how you, what's your attitude and perspective. It could have been, it was the same matziv. Yet the darshan that is hazoi. There's even a lashon of a medrash. There was some of the yidden were complaining there is kriyas yamsef. The lashon of the medrash is tit b'mitzrayim, tit b'yam, choymer v'levena b'mitzrayim, choymer v'levena b'yam. What's the difference? Let's go back. That's how you could look at it. On the other hand, someone could look at it that it's a marvel dekazach. It all depends how a person is misyaches to the situation he's in. Again, alternatively, you can learn that it was taka, different madregas of Yidden, were taka, soivel, and makabalit in a different oifen. There's a famous mashal from the Noam HaMelech to touch up what's the Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is one of the Neflois HaBoirei. It was also for Chelik of the Hatzal of Klal Yisrael. It was also a Hisgalus of Shechina, Ross HaShif Chalayam. And there's a lot of different aspects and levels to it. But there's an akud here of Stam, like I'll be going against the Teva. He gave a mashal. There was once a Sayar, a painter or a sculptor that made a sculpture or a painting of a sus. And it was mamish, be'emes it was b'hispilus, it mamish looked, he did such a good job, it looked mamish like a lebedek sus. It was 3D on a canvas, mamish mabal alarai. And the guy noticed that a lot of people aren't in spall. A lot of people weren't, they're walking right by it and they weren't in spall. And he felt agmas nefesh, still someone told him, he says, you don't understand. They're not in a spall, while they main and says affair to the Lebedek affair. They think it's a sus. You did such fakert. You did such a good job. He says, so what should I do? I want people to realize, b'cholifin, this is not a live sus. I made it. He says, you know what? I have an idea. Slice it in half. Mama's right down the middle. Slice it in half. The other one's going to see a half of a sus. They're going to chop. Oh, that's something. That's Kriyas Yamsuf. The yam is a marvel to gazach. Yam. The rechavim in the yam. The godless of yam. The utzma of yam. Yeah, but when do you see it? Split it in half. Then you'll see. Then we'll flip and shine Zen. What's the hispilus of that yam? We mentioned earlier that in Makas Choshech, so much of the Yidden died. There's a Maisa with the Belzer Rebbe Zatzal that came to Eretz Yisrael near the end of the Melchama. He eventually settled in Tel Aviv, the Heilige Stadt of Tel Aviv. A lot of Rebbes came. right after the Mechama to Tel Aviv. There was hundreds of Shtiblach and Batei Medrash. And he actually first was in Haifa. He came by boat until you got to Tel Aviv. He was that Shabbos. It was the first Shabbos he was there. It was Parshas B'Shalach. And the Rebbe feared a Shabbos B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, maybe with a Tu B'Shvat, Bote, I don't know, but it was a ganze tish, yeah? And people came and says, Wie kemen singen, wie kemen zogen Shira? We're middle. It was still the end. It was the raw pain of the end of the Holocaust. Wie kemen zogen Shira? And the Rebbe told them, Oz Yosher Moshe, Mikan L'Tchiyas HaMesim and HaTorah. He says, Shtol Zichfor, when did Kriyas Yamsuf happen? A week after Makas Choshech. We went through last week the different sheets when Makas Choshech was. Was it during Zion Ches Tes Nisan? Others say no, it was entirely the month before on Tesvav Adar, Vayula Yehudim Hoysa Oira. We had different sheets about it, working out how you work out the 12 months. You have to once taka set up the whole thing. He said, Mesuda the Goyfin. But whether it was an Adar or it was Nisan, it was certainly Samach Venera. It's a week or a month afterwards. And there was a Holocaust. 80%. Millions of Yidden died in a 3-day period. They were burying them all. A Geferlicha Shoya of Oyam Venoira. And it, Nisht Enfren, over a week later, they're saying Shira. Said the Rebbe, whatever situation we is, Mikan Latriyas Amesim in a Torah. Noch Als Kemen Zogen Shira. The Magen Avraham in Hilchis Kriyashma and Simon Samach Zayin brings an interesting chiddush lahalacha. We know there's a mitzvah essay midaraisa, a person is supposed to say, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Besides the mitzvah of Kriyashma, there's a special din, a person is supposed to be Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim. We are Yoytzidis either by saying Vayoymer or saying the Inyonim at the end of Shachris before Shemen Esrei. We mentioned the Inyon of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sai Vayoym, Sai Balayla. Says the Magen Avraham a chiddush. If a person, I don't know why he didn't say Kriyashma on this, but if he says Oz Yoshir, by saying Oz Yoshir, you're also Yoitza, the Mekayim, the Mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. By saying the Psukim of Oz Yoshir, Azoy Zokt, the Magen Avraham. Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is in the Hagoyis in his Shulchan Aruch. We have it printed, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Hagoyis of Shulchan Aruch. It's actually interesting because Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this Kasha, B'Shem Chosnoi Rav Moshe Soy from Mipresburg. He brings this Kasha from his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in Zivik Sheni, Ki Yadua, was Rabbi Kiva Eger's son-in-law. And he brings this kasha from the Chassam Sofer. The truth is, in our Shulchan Aruch, we also have a goyis from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer also asks the same question. Both Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer shtel on the Magen Avraham. They say, how could you say that your yoitza, the mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, by saying Oz Yashir? It doesn't say Yitzias Mitzrayim in Oz Yashir. It talks about Kriyas Yamsuf, the Harchava, which was a week later, but it doesn't talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the mitzvah is to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Similarly, the Achrayim Kler, let's say you spend an Arichas and talk about the Eser Makos, which happened months before. Are you Mekayim Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? If you say Psukim that talk about the Makos, but you don't talk about Mamash Yoim Tzeisma, the day of Tesvav Nisan, B'cholav Nitzavikuach, the Magen Avraham says you're able to be Yoitza by saying Oz Yashir. I was thinking, Efshir, you could say, what's the taich of this Machloikis? Magen Avraham holds that Kriyas Yamsuf is not an entity in of itself, although we said it's common things, Kriyas Yamsuf. It's a gewisse hisgalus of the Boirei, with not a Matan Torah, but it was hisgalus of Rosh Hashif Chalayam, which, not by coincidence, probably part of that is therefore creates the Hatzola. But is it a bare Farzich, or is it the Gemar of Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Magen Avraham held that it's the Gemar of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There are a lot of riyas to this. The pasuk says, "Vayoyisha Hashem," by Kriyas Yamsuf, "Bayoyim Hahu Es Yisrael." Bayoyim Hahu, that was the Yitzia. You can efshir be Moisif. Hare Eved Shebarach, his Adoin can still come back and take him. But if the Adoin dies, then the Eved goes to free. The Adoin died, the Mitzrim died, that ran after them, looking back for their Avodim, died by the Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayar Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Meis Al Sfas Hayom. So that's why it's the Gemara of the Yitzia. There are various other ways, facets, to explain why Kriyas Yamsuf maybe is not an entity of itself, but a Gemara of the Yitzhiyah. I'll tell you another interesting idea they say over from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. We know the Pasuk says that the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. There's another Pasuk, 430. I'm talking about a 400. It says it's from Leidas Yitzchak. What does Leidas Yitzchak have to do? This forum explained why Leidas Yitzchak starts the clock. The Cheshbin of the Geula is from 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. When was Yitzchak born? To the day, Tesvav Nisan. When was his bris milah? Shvi'i shel Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu memaleh shnei seim shel tzadikim. We know that
A lot of Sfarim say it's really from the Yom HaBris, not from the Yom HaLeida. Hagam Moshe Rabbeinu was the makor for this idea, and he was Noilad Zayin Adar, he was Noilad Mohol. So he was Noilad Zayin Adar, so it's never from your birthday, it's from your bris day. And Yitzchak's born on Tesvav Nisan, his bris is on Chaf Aleph. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the beginning of the process is Taka Tesvav, and that's from 400 years from Leidosai, and then Kriyas Yamsuf is the Gemar of that Yitzias. Becholif, and that's the sheet of the Morgan Avram. Le'umazeh, the Chasam Soifer and Rabbi Kveger are arguing, and they're saying, no, Kriyas Yamsuf is an entity of itself by talking Psukim of Oz Yosher and mentioning Baruchov of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's a very nice thing, but it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah's essay doiraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, I wanted to say, I'm all a chiddush, if with permission of such an idea, that maybe the machloikis Morgan Avram and Rabbi Kiva Eger, whether it's a Kriyas Yamsuf is a din bifnei atzmoi, or it's part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, maybe has shiroshim in earlier Makairis, and I'll explain what I mean. It's Yadua, there's a famous Parashas Drachim. The Parashas Derochim clears the Shaila if the Yidden have a din of a Yisrael or a Benoyach, the Shvatim, the Avos. We've talked about it many times in the Parsha is going through. And it's actually something that's Negeya in the Parsha right here will speak out. And what do I want to bring out? Because the Parashas Derochim stells a vek that the issue of whether the Shvatim and the Avos and all of the Yidden, if you don't mind me calling them, Far Matan Torah, were they Taka B'nei Yisrael or a din of a Benoyach, a little bit of both. He, Bar Chava, says it's a Machlekes Achroinim. And then he makes it a machlekes Rishonim, and then he makes it a machlekes Amiroyim, and then he makes it a machlekes Tanoim, and then he makes it a machlekes Yosef and the brothers. So you see this as a derech halimud of saying that this issue flows through from various shitas, that you can have a process. It's like for those learning Yevamos know that whether Hutra or Dechuya is a machlekes Resh Lakish, Abishol, and Toisvis against Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanon of Abishol, and the Rajba. Yeah, that's the Shaila, whether it's Hutra or Dechuya. It's a series. But Al Kaponim, Klapi, what does he say in this week's parsha? The Medrash says, "Va'amayim lehem choyma," and the Mayim didn't want to split, and the Mayim tells the Yam, says, "Haloloiv de avoid zara, va'haloloiv de avoid zara." Why should I sell too? And Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers, quoting the Lashon Medrash, "Shoyte klumat the don shoygi kemezid va'oynus karotzin." How could you compare it to the Mitzrim? How could you compare a shoygi to a mezid and an oynus to a rotzin? Says the Parshas Drachim. It's interesting. The Lashon of the Medrash is that he calls him a shoyte. And also a double lashon, shoygig kemezid oynis karasin. Was it shoygig or was it oynis? Says the Parashas Drachim, it was both. But you have to know, a benoyach is not mechuyev by oynis to be moiser nefesh. There's no dinyarek val yavr by the benoyach, and he has no chiyev by oynis. But shoygig and benoyach is chayev. There's no chilik shoygig. By Yisrael is fakert. Oynis, he's mechuyev to be moiser nefesh. But shoygig is a ptur. Now, what are the klal Yisrael here before Mount Torah? Yesh ladin, benoyach, or Yisrael. But mimonafshach, they have a ptur. Either they can file for the Yisrael Shoigig Ptor, or they can file for the Benoyach Oynis Ptor. Says the Yam, no, I'm Machmer on both ends, Gam Benoyach Begam Yisrael. Amr Laya Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoita, the Gemara says, Oy Kibesil Vibishami, for those that got that far, Kichulein Vikumrein, Voy Kibesil Kichumrein. To be Machmer both, Oynis Shoigig and Shoigig and Oynis Kosim, that's Shoita. And then again, on and on, the Parashas Drachim explains this facet of the Machlaikis that it's Tully and Shroshim. So borrowing the concept of this Machlaikis, I want to suggest that the Machlaikis Morgan Avram and Rabbi Kiva Eger, again, which is whether Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Yitzias Mitzrayim or an entity of itself, is already a much earlier Machlaikis. Not a Machlaikis Rishonim, not a Machlaikis Tanoim. Going earlier, that's we have permission from the Parashas Drachim. It's a Machlaikis Avram Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's Dvarim Mefurashim, and I'll explain. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yidden by Yitzias Mitzrayim, no, please take from the Shalal, please take from the Biza. And why? The Lashon is, Hashem says, Shelo Yoymer Oysay Tzadik, Avram Avinu is going to complain, Va'avodim Ve'inu Oysam Kiyamta Behem, Va'achrei Ken Yetzu V'Cheshgod Lo Kiyamta Behem, Avram Avinu is going to come with Tainus. So please take from the Biza. Frek the Goyim. Mivilna. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to say that the Yidden should take from the Biza of Mitzrayim? Because otherwise Avram Avinu is going to have a taina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to give them Ba'achari Kei Yeitzu Berchosh Gadol. So why is he only coming on with a knech? The Zayda Avram is going to have a taina. The Teretz is minding the Sprach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the MS, like the Morgan Avram, that Kriyas Yamsuf is also considered Yitzias Mitzrayim. And suffice it be that the Yidden a week later by Kriyas Yamsuf will take Rechush Gadol, and suffice it that then he'll say, aha, it's Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and I fulfilled my promise that they're going to get Biza.
But Hashem said, but please, he says, Avraham Avinu holds like Rabbi Kivager. He holds that Yetzias Mitzrayim is an egg in his ach. You need to take the biza now. Otherwise, Avraham Avinu, who holds like Rabbi Kivager, is going to come with a taina. So come to Chayis, that this shroshim to this machloikis, ad kan, be'inyin zeh. A lot of other things in the parsha. Move on. The shira is a machlokes in the poskim. When does the shira end? Avada, the shira starts. Oz Yosher Moshe. What's the last pasuk of the shira? Is the last pasuk of the shira Hashem Yimloich LaOlam Voed, or is the last pasuk of the shira at the end of the parsha here? Kivosos Pari Berich Bayevurashov. So Nechlekoh Apoiskim, is the pasuk of Kivosos Pari part of the shira or not? What's the nafkemina if it's part of the shira or not? First of all, in Pesukah de Zimra, there's the minig is to say shira sayama. You're supposed to say this pasuk, kivasus pari. There are those that don't. There are those that do. There are those that say Hashem yimlech lo'ilam voyah twice. Pashtas is saying it twice because they're making a statement. This is the end of the shira. When you come to an end of a shira, you double it. Then people add targum also. I don't know where that got in. But maybe you should say kivasus pari twice with targum. If that's the last pasuk, frekt. Frek the Machtes HaShekel and Hilchas Pesukah DeZimra, and he says there's another nafkamina. Shira Sayam in the Sefer Torah has to be written in a Tzura of Shira. Is the Pasuk of Kiva Suspari also supposed to be written in a Tzura of Shira? He said he checked many Sifrei Torah. Yesh Kacha V'yesh Kacha. There are different Shitas. There may be other nafkaminas, but that's two basic ones. Hilchas Pesukah DeZimra and Hilchas Kesivas HaShira. Is Kiva Suspari part of the Shira? He Yadua Rashi in Gittin Daf Tzadi Amidbei certainly learns that Kiva Suspari is not part of the Shira. Rashi learns that Kiva Suspari goes on the neck when Rashi explains the four reasons, the definitions of Ki. He brings Kiva Suspari as an example that it's going on the following Pasuk. Kiva Suspari, and therefore Batikach Miriam Anaviyah, let him Bechlal, not only is not part of the Shira, it's not part of the Parsha. Now you have to know this forum explained by Richas that there are 18 Psukim in the Shira. 18 Psukim would not count Kiva Suspari. And not only are there 18 Pesukim, there's also 18 times Shem Hashem in the Shira, although that you have to work out, it says also various other Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says Ka, Elikei, it says Shem Adnos three times with Aleph Dalet, not with Yud Kei Vav. You have to work out the numbers. You have to know if you start from Bayosha, or you start from Oz Yashir, do you count Pesukim of Kivas Osparik? But there's an Indian that there are supposed to be Yud Ches Pesukim and Yud Ches Azkarois in the Shira, Keneged Shemoyne Esrei, and Harbei Dubar and Zeh in the Svarim. Moving along weiter in the parasha of Ayavoyu Marosa, the Loyachlu Lishtois Mayim Mimora, Kimorim Haim, Kipshuta Kimorim Haim, the water was bitter. The Baal Shem Tov says, no, Kimorim Haim, Klal Yisrael is bitter. When a person is bitter, he could be drinking something sweet, it's not going to help. A person has to bite Sech the Metzias, Vayereyu Hashem Eitz. Hashem gives them an Eitz of Ayashlech Elamayim, jump into the water, go into the Mayim of Torah, let it become a part of you. The harev not only means sweet, it also means become me'uriv in it. If you become part of it, it will be sweet. If you're marim hain, there won't be mesikas. The mon, the whole sugya of the mon is over here. The mon that fell to the yidden in the midbar. A lot of inyanim of Shabbos is also brought down over here. We'll touch a few of the inyanim. First of all, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos. People misquote it. The Ramah brings down in Simen Reish Mem Beis that there's a minik to eat mulaisa, pashtida, some kind of kugel or brek, I don't know, some kind of a stuffed food on Leil Shabbos. Zecher lemon shehaya mechusa lemala ulemata. You're supposed to eat this kind of pashtida, mulaisa, zecher lemon. L'chayre, it's shver, that's what the Ramah brings. And the Nisa Kalim already asked, the mon didn't fall on Shabbos. Dafka on Shabbos, we're eating something zecher lemon. The mon fell double the day before. Was zecher lemon. The Bir Alocha, over there, Afanor in Hilchas Shabbos, he says, the Zecher Lamon we're talking about in this minig of eating Pashtida on Shabbos is not the mon in the Midbar that fell or didn't fall. It's talking about that the Gemara in Chagiga says that La'asid Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be mon, L'tzadikim, La'asid Lavoi, the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, describes the seven Rakiyim, the seven different levels of Shemayim. And one of them is Shchokim. We're over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoichik Mon L'Tzadikim L'Sad Lavi. And since Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, so on Shabbos there's an Inyan to eat Pashtida. L'mashal, like the Pashup Shat that the Ramah means because it's Zecher to the Mon that didn't fall. So they say, L'chari Yom Tov also, you should eat this Pashtida. Because Yom Tov also didn't fall. It fell the day before. But like this, it's a different Inyan. It's Bazunder an Inyan of Shabbos. And it's connecting to the fact that Shabbos L'Asad Lavi, and L'Asad Lavi there's going to be the Mon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is L'Tzadikim. Now, there's a question exactly what is this mon? I mean, that it says, mon hu is oisi ois emuna. Mon hu. You know, someone asked me a shaila, it says that the mon would not last even more than one day, and it would wither away. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu put a mon in the tzinsenet, and it was lasted as a mazkeret. So someone asked, how could it be? I thought it disappears after a day. Okay, harbe yesh liyashev, you know, you could be doicha the kasha, but I heard a taich. The mon, it lasted only a day, not because physically its expiration date, it became after only 24 hours or 12 hours, whatever it was, and wow, it's a moifus, this one's lasting and it's in senes. The mon, like I said, mon hu, oisi yesh emuna, it lasted only a day because that's how mon expresses emuna to us, that we're nisfal, that every day Hashem sent us new. The mon and it's in senes, it's lishitosoi, it's not a moifus that it's acting different than mon acts. It's the same exact thing. It's creating emuna. The mon in the tzinsenes is supposed to last because that's how it expresses emuna. It's not svei dinim in the mon. This is mon that only lasts a day, and this is psh, a mon that lasts for doiris hundreds of years. It's the same thing. The mon has a message, has a matara. It expresses emuna. The mon that disappeared every day, that's how it expressed emuna. The mon in the tzinsenes expresses the emuna differently. Now, there's a ritva in Kedushin that talks about, it says, the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael that first year when they entered Mitzrah Eretz Yisrael. What did they eat? Matzah. How did they eat matzah? There's an Isser Chadash. There's a machlokes if Isser Chadash is only Moshe Vaseichem, La'achar Yerushav Yeshiva, or there's already no Isser Chadash yet. But if there's an Isser Chadash, how could you eat matzah? There's a whole Tosis there that asks, maybe they ate matzah of Chadash, implementing Esser Deichaloysa say, Essay of matzah should be Deichad Eloysa say of Chadash. But the Ritva with the Teichat form says, maybe they were Yotza with the mon, and it becomes a big tumult. The Achrayim handle various aspects. What would be the Tzadei Ashayla, whether you could be Yotza the mitzvah of matzah, of Leil HaSeder, Tezvav Nisan, in Eretz Yisrael, that first year, with mon? So, the Achrayim start handling, first of all, matzah has to be made out of Chameshes Mine Dogon, that grew from the ground. Chameshes Mine Dogon, it's not. Matzah has to be from Chameshes Mini Dogon, that's Giduloi Min Ha'aretz. Did the mon grow from the ground? Well, I know there's a Sifurna that says, it says, Yatzu Min Ha'om Lilkoit, and he writes, Poshet that the Min Ha'om that were like it, the mon, Avada were Mechal El Shabbos, because they did Lakita, it obviously was attached to the ground when it fell, and they were over Koitzer. They did Melechis Koitzer. So maybe it is Giduloi Min Ha'aretz. Another problem is that matzah has to be matzah haru'uya l'shiva. And like we said, the mon only lasted one day. It's not matzah ro'uya l'shiva. Another shaila is that it's matzah ashira, because it tastes like dvash and all kind of other things. Matzah of leil ha'seder avad has to be lechem. Did they make birchas hamozoin on the mon? L'chayra, they made a bracha achroin of birchas hamozoin. The Gemara says in brachas that that's when they were misakin, the first bracha, birchas hazon. But what was the bracha rishayna when they ate the mon? Maybe where they made a bracha hamoitzi lechem min hashamayin, or maybe some say fakert. The bracha is whatever food you want to turn it into, whatever machshava you had of the kind of food it should be. That was also kefizeh the bracha. We know there's a stira that on one hand the pasuk says it was ketzapiches vidvash, on the other hand it says time makes time l'shara shemen. There's other places that says different things. What was tak at the time? And we know Chazal say you were able to think it could have any time. So when did the mon taste like tzapiches bedvash? If you thought of broccoli kugel, so it's broccoli kugel. If you thought of mastic betam glida, so that's what it was. When was it tzapiches bedvash? When you thought it's tzapiches bedvash, you don't have to have a migu. You don't have to think it's tzapiches bedvash. So when was the mon v'taymek it's tzapiches bedvash? Some say when you didn't think what it should taste like. Oh, but there's a memra yedua from the Chafetz Chaim, and it's such an important yesoid for life. The Chafetz Chaim said, as min tracht nisht hot es nisht kin tam. If you do something without thinking, it's not going to have a tam. So don't tell me that the mon's tam was ketzapiches bedvash when you didn't tracht. Because as min tracht nisht hot es nisht kein tam. So when did the mon taste like tzapiches bedvash? Besides when you thought it should be tzapiches bedvash. Abad, it tasted like tzapiches bedvash. When you thought that it should taste like mon. That's what you thought. What does mon taste like? You had a mind that should taste like mon. Mon is ketzapiches bedvash. I'm afraid you're positive. What's the shayla? Has getracht, that it should taste like mon, so then the mon is kitzapiches bedvash. Now we know we have lechem mishneh. On Shabbos there's a din, because the pasuk teaches us, v'hoya b'yom ha'shishi v'echinu as asher yaviyu, v'hoya mishneh al asher yilketu yoim yoim. So there's an inyan of having lechem mishneh. Now on Shabbos everything is taka double. Hu adin the Mizbeach, every day the Mizbeach was oichel two kvosim, Karban Tomit Shel Shachar and Karban Tomit Shel Bein Arabayim. On Shabbos, there was Lechem Mishneh, because what was the Karban Musaf of Shabbos? Unlike on Yom Tov, when there's Par, Ayil, Shiva Kvosim, Sayer, Lechatas, on Shabbos, there was two more Kvosim. Kipshutoi, Lechem Mishneh. Lechem Mishneh. There's a Medrash that says that everything is going to be Kafel. The Omer fell one, on Shabbos it fell double. The Karban of the Tomit is double. The Schar is double. It brings a Pasuk for Karos L'Shabbos Oinig. I saw Taj, where do you see that the Schar is double? Because La'asid Lavi, when he was Zaycha, someone that's Nizar and Shabbos, someone's going to be Zaycha to the Sudas Levyoson. Ramach Evarim, a person that's 248. When you Zaycha to double, you Zaycha to double, it's 496. Gematria Levyoson. Everything we do on Shabbos is going to be doubled. Now, there's a Machloikis Rishayim already, the Paiskim about to talk about it, when you're Baitseya on the Lechem Mishnah, and it's a Machloikis if Lechem Mishnah is Taka Adai Raisa or the Rabbanon. But the Zichar Adin of Lechem Mishnah, are you supposed to be Baitseya both Kikrois? Or are you supposed to, make the Bracha on both, but you're only Baitseya one of the two Kikrois? And I'll pick up all that we bring down that on Leil Shabbos, he's supposed to be Baitseya the lower one. He's supposed to still make it closer to you, but it's the lower one. And others say you Baitseya both. The Nafkamina comes out, it's interesting because it's brought down on Pikabolah that a person is supposed to have Shtei Mesrei Chalois, Yud Beis Chalois. And Alpi Darizal is brought down, it's mentioned in the Pisma that we say that this Yud Beis Chalos. Of course, the Yud Beis Chalos comes because Shabbos is the Bechin of Mikdash, and in the Mikdash there was a Shulchan with Lechem upon him with Yud Beis Chalos. And there's a Vada Asach Yidden that have 12 Chalos, or there's a special Chala that breaks into 12 pieces. Asach Yidden Taka have Yud Beis Chalos. But Asach Yidden are much more poshut, and they only have Tzvei Chalos. So I heard because a Yid is 10, a Yid mit Tzvei Chalos is also Yud Beis. You have Yidden that are mamish the Grois Inyan of Yud Beis Chalos. But there's also a Yid, a Poshet, a Yid, that has Beis Chalas. Yid, Beis Chalas. Is Eichet Yud Beis Chalas. The Gros says, the Gros sheet is, like the Chufas Arash and others, that you're supposed to be Boitzeya, both Chalos. So he says that's another Cheshman for Yud Beis. There are three Su'udais. By each Su'udah, two Kikrois. But the Gros holds, you're Boitzeya, both Kikrois. So work out the math, that's 12. Right? Each Su'udah, two, times three. And you have Lechem Mishneh. There's a Shaila, Legabi Lechem Mishneh, if you're really not going to go like the Groh and you're only going to be Baitseya one, does the second Challah, the one you're not being Baitseya, the one that's only there for the protocol, can it be frozen, borrowed from a neighbor who says, can you bring it back in 2 minutes? Could it be Pas Nochri that B'dieved you wouldn't eat, or from a Heksher that you wouldn't eat? Could it be Matzah on Erev Pesach? When you're eating early Erev Pesach and you're eating chametz, but the second one, the Lechem Mishneh, you want it to be matzah, which you wouldn't eat now. What's the kaveya for the gedarim of this second challah that you weren't going to eat anyways?
Even if it's frozen, you can break it. You really know how to do it.
What?
Even if it's frozen, you can break it. It's just hard.
No, I don't want to break your teeth, though. Shvu ish tachtov Al Yetze Ishman Kaimai. There's another whole sugi here, and there's a machlokes. Rishonim Kamat, maybe it's even Gemara. This pasuk of Shvu Ish Tachtav Al Yetze Ishman Kaimai, is it referring to the Isser of Tchumin? Because there are Rishonim that hold that the Isser of Tchumin is a Doiraisa. It's not just the Takan of the Rabbanon. There's a Doiraisa, the Gedin of Tchumin. Or no, it's Al Yetze Ishman Kaimai. Tchumin is only the Rabbanon, and then this pasuk is read Al Yetze Ishman Kaimai. Harbe dubar bazen derishayne, but I saw an interesting remez. If it's al yetze ishmim kaimai, where do you see a remez for the tchum that's 2,000 amas? Avada, the truth is, those that hold that tchumin is deiraisa is only 12,000 amas. Then the rabbanon they were masak in 2,000. But in the shayrish adin that it was taka 2,000. The word yetze al yetze is mamish gematria 2,000. I mean, you have the special way how to do it. But yud tzadi aleph is 2,000. Why yud is 10? Sadi is 90 and Aleph is 1. You have to multiply each number by its partner both ways, right? 10, 90, and 1. 10 times 90 and 90 times 10. Then 10 and 1. 10 times 1, 1 times 10. And then 90 and 1. 90 times 1 and 1 times 90. Take all three letters, multiply each one by itself and the other one. It adds up, work it out, exactly to 2,000. Ula, I just want to say, for that's the remez for 2,000 amis of the Tchum. Now, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that if the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is not available because it's chutz l'tchum. You're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum to go bring the shofar. The Mishnah says, "Ein mavir in olives atchum, ve'ein mefakin olives hagal, ve'loy malin be'ilon, ve'loy roichun agabi behema." You're not even allowed to be over any of these isurim. The shaila is, it's mamash apella. Why don't you say esed echalosas? What do you mean that for the mitzvah of shofar, you shouldn't do all of these things? Why? We should say esed echalosas. Who asks the kasha? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis, and the Gemara is a pella, the Rishonim ask. It's not be'idna. When you're going to go search for the gal and out of the tum and be oil on the elon, you're not actually doing the shayfi, and it's not be'idna. As I frag in the Rishonim, they bring from Rabbeinu Tam, it's not at the Toises, but they bring from Rabbeinu Tam that the Baal Shayfer is for the Tzibur, it's a mitzvah derabim. Mitzvah derabim doesn't need be'idna. That's a Yediyah Farzach. Okay, so then back to the Kasha. So why don't we say Asadaycha Loises say? And fit the Gemara, because Yom Tif is a loisa say ve'ese. The ain esedoicha loisa say ve'ese. And the Pela HaGadol is, but Tchumin is not one of the Lamates Malachis. Tchumin is just a lav, al yetzi ishmim koimoi. Vishlein, the Lamates Malachis, has a loisa say ve'ese. And who within, when Chazal made a shvus, they made a shvus with the bechin of Yom Tif, loisa ve'ese. Oh, but Tchumin is only a lav. It's not so posh, the Midchasrin declares. If, you know, there's also like Machamer, these various other extracurricular Isurim that are not from the Lamates Malachis. It's Bechlal, not Poshet, if they have an essay. It's Taka Pella that Lechar, why shouldn't be able to go Chutz L'Tchum? It's having a whole Arichas. We're going to end with this, though, that the Yeshua Siyankov is Medayik, that the Rambam brings all these cases you shouldn't do with Shofar. He skips Tchum, and he doesn't bring that dogma. He wants to say Taka Nufra is a Vechidish, like the Rambam, you would Taka go Chutz L'Tchum, because it would be Esed Lechaloy to say, Aber Oit Chazoyim.